Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. I want to finish up. So our phones are going crazy. I want to finish up with Derek. One last comment, Derek. Are you there? Derek, line two.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, great. I'm here. Great. So we had some thoughts during the break that we wanted to just bring up to you. After an Achilles rupture and repair, successful repair, it is common for people to have atrophy and never be able to regain the symmetry. In fact, I always tell my patients, be prepared for that. You'll functionally return to what you want to do, but you may not look the same. So that may be part of it. However, what you're describing is a motor sensory deficit, and that cannot be explained, at least in my recollection, by the Achilles rupture itself. Cannot. So until you have a diagnosis, some people get tarsal tunnel that's completely separate, and so you may have that, but that doesn't explain the motor component. So my suggestion is that you get an anatomic diagnosis. Find out basically what Kareem Mayer just said. How far upstream do you need to go to explain the motor and the sensory deficit? And if there was a common application at that site, well, then that can explain what you have. It may very well have been the nerve block. But in terms of the regenerative medicine component of it, you're just going to have to ask your neurologist. I've never used PRP or stem cells for that type of injury. So I just wanted to make sure that we finished that up.
No, I appreciate that. So what kind of doctor should I go see?
PM&R, physical medicine rehabilitation doctors, neurologist. It may be a good idea to see Dr. Manning in our office. Just get a consult.
Okay.
All right. Good luck with it.
Very good. Thank you for your time.
Of course. Yeah, look, we don't offer second opinions on this show. In fact, we've got the disclaimer that runs several times for the last 20 years. But we'll offer you direction. We'll offer you definitions. And we'll offer you our experience. Yeah, I've never seen a motor sensory deficit associated with an Achilles rupture. And I've been in practice 35 years. Now, I've seen some sensory issues with the surgery. But, yeah, I know what happened there. But the motor and the sensory part, that part is a little bit different. And I have seen motor sensory deficits with blocks. So put all this stuff together, I think that's where we're going. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to line one.
Mike in Mesquite.
Mike in Mesquite. Good morning, Mike. What's up?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just turned 50 a couple weeks ago, and my history of baseball, tennis, softball up till a couple years ago and lots of golf left me with the right elbow, my dominant elbow, that doesn't straighten out all the way. There's not a ton of pain all the time, but, you know, hit a bad shot in golf, it hits too much ground, it'll hurt me for 2 or 3 days, and it won't straighten out. And I just wonder, is that something to get looked at, or mostly I've really just kind of lived with it?
All right, so let me summarize the call. It just turned 50. Happy birthday. And you've been active your whole life, baseball, golf, other sports. And the main complaint is the elbow doesn't go fully straight. And is that something to – and only pain when he hit the ground or something like that. Is this something to be looked at? Yeah, I think this is something to be looked at. Post-traumatic osteoarthritis does happen in the elbow, but so do bone chips. So if you have a bone chip that's locking out your elbow – you know, that may be fixable.
Okay.
I would definitely have someone look at that.
I agree. Topical things seem to help, you know, when there's pain for 2 or 3 days, but I usually just get past it and move on. But
yeah, look,
not the best.
I have no problem with topical. I mean, I have a lot of patients that survive on topical medication, so I don't have a problem with that. But at some point, you need to figure out why it doesn't go fully straight. Is it arthritic, or is it a bone chip, or a spur, or what?
Okay.
All right, good luck.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, line three. What do we have on line three, Jay? What's behind door number three?
Chris in Fort Worth.
Chris in Fort Worth. Good morning, Chris. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Dr. Torrell. How are you?
Good.
Hey, so I got a artificial disc replacement from your boy, Dr. Geyer, in 2018 at L5S1, and it was amazing.
Okay.
For anyone out there looking into the ADR, it's fantastic. I was running, sprinting. I'm a high school soccer coach. I was keeping up with my guys. It was awesome. I went against Dr. Geyer. He said, don't lift anything over 40 pounds. And about 6 months ago in November, I lifted my 100-pound pit bull, and I got an MRI 2 weeks ago that showed a herniation at L3, L4. And my question to you is, do you think an epidural steroid injection is going to work? And if not, Dr. Geyer said it's looking like I'm going to get L3, L4 replaced and hopefully L4, L5 replaced as well. And I'm just wondering if that would kind of be the end all. I've dealt with herniated discs for a long time. And so, you know, I'm looking at would that be the best solution in the end to get them all replaced?
So let me ask you the question. Thoughts. You said Dr. Geyer.
Yes, yeah.
Did you see him already for these herniated discs that recently happened,
yes,
after picking up the dog?
Yeah.
Yes,
so let me summarize for everybody else. Very successful lower lumbar disc replacement in 2018, and was back to full activity, including coaching soccer, running, sprinting. And picked up his 100-pound pit bull and herniated L3-4. So the question is it worthwhile to consider an epidural injection? So I'm going to give you generic answers. And I know Rick Geyer very well. He's an excellent, excellent surgeon. And most importantly, he has fantastic judgment. Really, judgment is what you're looking for in these types of cases. We are very methodical. And I'll throw Rick Geyer in with us. We're very methodical in our approach to certain issues. You know, you try this, if it doesn't work, you try this, if it doesn't work, you try this, if it doesn't work, and then you're finally at option Z. So option Z for you will probably be another disc replacement. I don't know that there is a preemptive advantage to just going ahead and getting it done. I don't believe that. So an epidural injection is reasonable. It's absolutely reasonable. If it buys you some time and it makes your symptoms go away, I think that's a positive test.
Yeah, I don't think it seems unreasonable. But I was asking, that you spoke with Dr. Guy already for these herniated discs that have happened, recently after picking up the dog?
Yes, I saw him about 2 weeks ago, and he recommended to get the L3, L4 epidural injection.
And for the reason why I asked that question is because it's exactly what Dr. Soriel just said, is we just trust their judgment. Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
judgment, like, thing. Yeah.
You know, so if he said it because we've got a relationship with him and they just do great work and they do the right work when it's supposed to be done on the right thing, I could say that over and over again. That's really big. Then I would go with it.
Well, reading between the lines, I'm thinking what he's thinking is, why don't I just go ahead and get a disc replacement? It already worked,
gotcha,
for me once.
A temporizing measure in the meantime, I think, is good.
I don't know that there's an advantage to a preemptive. Look, you may get an epidural injection and never have another problem.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
That's kind of what I was asking as well, if it'd be a one-time fix. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate the advice.
Good luck, you guys. All right, we have a quick little break, and then we're going to come back and wrap up episode 798. This is Inside Sports Medicine, coming right back.